We're going to continue down the line. Trails Events in the Black Hills is up next, number 15. And I know Dana was going to join us virtually, possibly. There we go.
Oh, not really, Dana.
Keep talking, Dana.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I am trying to follow along here.
And if you could, Dana, if you could just introduce yourself and your title.
Yes, I'm sorry. Madam Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, my name is Dana Gary Reifrick. I am the trail manager for the George S. Mickelson Trail.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your time today and the ability to present the Mickelson Trail to you. You can go to the Rails to Trails for me, Railroad to Trails. This is just a quick overview of the history of the Mickelson Trail. It started as a railroad line in 1890. It was constructed in 293 days without the use of modern equipment. So we're talking pick shovels, dynamite, men on horses, and wagons. They did 109 miles with four hard rock tunnels and over 125 trestle bridges in that 293 days. The Burlington Northern operated the High Line until 1983, when it was deemed to not be as effective as over-road travel. In 1986, a group of folks got together and decided that the unused railroad would make a perfect hiking trail. And that is where the first vision of what is now today the Mickelson Trail was made. In the beginning, the Mickelson Trail was actually called the Burlington Northern Heritage Centennial Trail. It was later renamed the George S. Mickelson Trail in honor of the late Governor George S. Mickelson. Today we see over 109 miles of historical information signs. We have managed to keep the tunnels historically correct, and all of our trestles are historically correct, with the surface being redone in a safe manner to get all users across. We also have a spur to see it to Custer State Park, and have a lot of history along the way. What we're going to run through next is some of the annual events on the Mickelson Trail. The Deadwood Mickelson Trail Marathon and the Run Crazy Horse are two of the large marathons that are hosted by outside entities on the Mickelson. The Deadwood Mickelson Trail Marathon happens in June annually and has roughly 1,700 participants. The Run Crazy Horse happens in October and it sees roughly 720 participants. You can change the screen. Our trail treks, we have a summer trek and a fall trek. Our summer trek is in its third year. We have roughly 130 participants that join us in June for a three-day supported ride of the Mickelson Trail. And our 25th annual trail trek will take place this year, celebrating the 25th year in its 26th year because of COVID and we had to cancel, unfortunately. This year we'll be celebrating the 25th year of our Mickelson Trail Trek, which is also a three-day supported ride. It caps out at 600 participants, and for the last 8 years, we have opened and closed the Fall Trail Trek on the same day. Switch slides, please. Our trolley on the trail is a ride specifically for those folks with mobility issues. We load up a trolley 5 times a year on 2 separate tours. And they receive a historical talking tour along with a ride down the Mickelson Trail 3 times starting in Deadwood in June, July, and September. And we take them from the Inglewood Trailhead in the Northern Hills down to Rochford. And twice a year we go from Hill City up to Mystic. Each trolley is about 30 people. Go ahead and switch, thank you. Our Veterans March is done by the Veterans Association. It sees several hundred people and it always happens the third Saturday in September. ahead and switch. Then we have our snowmobile season. Snowmobiles are the only, are the only motorized vehicles allowed on the Mikkelsen Trail, and they are only allowed on the Mikkelsen Trail from the Lee Deadwood area to the Dumont area, and we do this in order to get all of our snowmobilers into the Lee Deadwood area safely. Moving on, we have some of the recent projects that we've been doing. Bridge 20 is very recent. It's just been done this week with the Marines from across the country. They're using this as a training program. Go ahead and switch the slides. This is the mountain trailhead. The mountain is one of the few major trailheads that does not have a shelter on it. And the Marines are building us a shelter, which should be done this week also. Go ahead and switch slides. Here we have the Cabish Bridge. If you look in the yellow circle, you'll see where it dips down slightly. That was due to a crushed bent cap on the top of one of the supports. We were able to contract that out to a South Dakota company in November and December, and they were able to come in and replace it over the winter. This now brings the bridge back up to being able to handle all of our maintenance traffic, and this is one of the major bridges that we do utilize for the trolley on the trail, and we're able to reopen that trolley now so that we're able to give the tours again. The Sheep's Canyon toilet is now a permanent structure where before it had been a removable structure, so this is a good thing for the trail. As we go on, some of the recognitions are there on the screen. The ones that we're most proud of are at the top. We're actually rated amongst the top trails in the United States for the Rails to Trails Hall of Fame. I believe we are at number 15 out of the top 25. And we've also been voted number one in the Rapid City Journal for several years running, back in the earlier years of the Mikkelsen Trail. And that is all I have for you, I believe. If anybody has questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Very good. Any questions for Dana on the Mikkelsen Trail or comments? Looks like there are no questions at this time. Dana, thank you for bringing this up. The Mikkelsen Trail is just another gem that we have in South Dakota. And by the looks of those numbers, folks know all about it. So thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
We are going to move on down.